When public health workers discover someone who's sick with a contagious disease like COVID-19, a plan springs into action. Workers reach out to find out where they live, where they work, and who they've interacted with. Then they follow up with those people to let them know to self-quarantine. It's called contact tracing. It's a way health workers reduce the spread of the disease. Here in Ohio, the Department of Health is working to increase the number of contact tracers from a few hundred to nearly 2,000 to track COVID-19 infections. As WISO's Lila Goldstein reports, with the state opening up, contact tracing in Ohio is becoming even more vital.
About 2 weeks after she tested positive for COVID-19, Jessica Young of Huber Heights got a call from Montgomery County's Public Health Department with a specific request. The stranger on the other end of the phone asked her to write down every person she'd interacted with for the last 2 months.
Anybody I had shaken hands with, sneezed around, sat next to more than, 10 to 15 minutes. Anybody I had, deep conversations with that would keep me, close to them for a long period of time.
This marked the start of the contact tracing process, something public health has been doing for years, but that Young had never experienced. So she got out her work calendar from her marketing job and started retracing her steps.
It was extremely hard to think back, trying to think, did I go anywhere? Did I go get my nails done? Which those people, they're touching your hands, your hair, things like that.
There were her coworkers at her open office space, the doctor she'd seen for an operation, a friend who visited from out of town. When she wrote it all down, her list had 42 people on it. And then came the hard part, reaching out and telling them they may have been exposed.
I know it sounds weird, but it was terrifying to do. It's almost as similar as trying to tell somebody you have an STD. That's what I felt like. I have this dirty, gross thing, and I gave it to you.
Public health also made its own round of calls to some of her contacts. Julie Good is a public health nurse for Montgomery County. She says while the goal is to collect information, building a rapport is also important.
Obviously, a lot of times we're not just right out of the gate, hey, this is Julie at public health. What's your race and your ethnicity? Often cases, this might be the first time that the case is even learning that they've tested positive.
Before the pandemic, Good did contact tracing routinely, especially for outbreaks of gastrointestinal illnesses like salmonella. But she's never had to do it at this magnitude.
It's just the volume. I mean, the number of calls that are being made and the number of people. We have about 15 or more people right now that are working just exclusively on contact tracing for COVID-19. We were a two-person team before for all diseases.
And now public health is entering a new phase. They're coming up with a long-term plan for contact tracing with surrounding counties. But figuring that out is a tricky process that involves taking into account a bunch of different data points. One number is the case rate. The county currently has a rate of about 100 COVID-19 cases per 100,000 people. That's much lower than in other urban areas in Ohio, which is a good thing in one sense. But a low number of cases so far also means more people could be susceptible to getting infected in the future. Dr. Michael Doan is a medical director for Public Health Dayton and Montgomery County.
As things begin to open up, we're going to have a susceptible population that may be relatively larger than the other metropolitan areas. And that may also begin to show up as more transmission and more cases.
There's also antibody testing, which rolled out this month at the UD Arena. These tests can show whether someone has already had COVID-19. And that can help public health get a sense of who they've been missing.
We're looking at those numbers and saying, what information are we getting about the number of people out there who may have this infection or have had this infection that we didn't know about?
And then there's another curveball. Businesses are opening up. More people are moving around, coughing and sneezing and touching things and potentially spreading the virus.
We've kind of gotten by without having to do a lot of expansion because it hasn't been that many cases for our population. But we can't expect that to last, and so we have to plan for more cases and a higher caseload, especially as the testing opens up in this region.
All that information comes together into one big, messy equation. In many ways, contact tracing for COVID-19 is just beginning, and public health doesn't have a timeline for when it will be over. For WYSO News, I'm Lila Goldstein.